Recording has started.
I wonder why we just want one. That's an A.
Priest alone.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your presence and power that is producing victories in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy that is speaking good things for us. You have not condemned us to destruction. You have not condemned us for judgment. You have decided to show us mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for forgiving our sins. Thank you for blessing us with things we do not deserve. Thank you for opening our eyes to see your light, to understand righteousness, so that we can live the right kind of life. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for peace you have given to us, even in the storms of life. We have everlasting peace in our hearts. Even as we go through challenges in life, we have everlasting peace in our souls. Thank you for your peace and joy you have given to us. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for opening those doors the enemy have closed against us. Thank you for reversing all those negative things the hands of the enemy has done in our lives. Thank you for reversing them into positive things. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the assurance you give us concerning the future you have prepared for us. Thank you for assuring us of a glorious future, a wonderful and beautiful future, a fulfilling future, a transforming future. Thank you for giving us such assurance. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the way you lead us through our journey in this world. Thank you for the way you hold our hands and you guide us. You direct us. You teach us how to live. You show us the steps to take in all things. Thank you for being so close to us, to lead and guide us so that we should not fall, so that we should not fail. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your love that fills our hearts. We know it is impossible to love you if you have not given us a heart that can love you. Thank you for helping us to love you and to serve you and to please you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping us to deny the flesh, to deny unrighteousness, to deny sin and worldliness, so that we can walk in the Spirit and grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for helping us to do these things. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the prayers we have prayed here that you have answered. Prayers we prayed last year. Prayers we prayed at the beginning of this year till the last prayer session. We thank you because you always answer these prayers. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are here again this night, this evening, this midnight, to seek you again, to pray again. Oh Lord, visit us as we pray, even right now, in Jesus' name. We do not want to seek you in vain. We do not want to pray in vain. We ask, O Lord, that you hear our prayers and answer them speedily in Jesus' name. Every barrier that don't want prayers to get answered in the lives of anyone that will join this program, I decree that they are destroyed right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of distraction that don't want you to focus on the Lord during this prayer session so that you can receive all that the Lord has in store for you, I bind such spirit of distraction right now in Jesus' name. I pray that as you have come to meet with God, your Creator, your Maker, His power shall change your life in Jesus' name. And you shall have testimonies to share in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you are already here and you will do more than our expectations. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that the will of God shall become your realities by the time we are done with this prayer session. Your life shall be full of all the realities of the will of God, all the wonders of God's will for your life in Jesus' name. We're going to take worship songs before we start praying with prayer points. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the heart. highest. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with an heart full of praise, with an heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. We praise you. We praise you. O Lord, we praise you, we praise you. O Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. Oh Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voices in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to our King. Hallelujah. 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 You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood of Jesus. There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood, there is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power on the walking power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power on the walking power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Until I reach my home, until I reach my home, until I reach my home, I will never, ever stop my journey up. Oh, until I reach my home, until I see the Lord, until I reach my own. Heaven is my own until I reach my own. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my own. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. That wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know. That wonderful name. That wonderful name. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name. Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, your name is Lord. Emmanuel, your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel, King of glory, Emmanuel, Lion of Judah, Emmanuel, Ancient of Days, Emmanuel, Bright and Morning Star, Emmanuel. Your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, your name is Lord, your name is Lord. Emmanuel, glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King. Excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, beautiful King. Exalt God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship heart, your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship heart, your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, Yahweh. The covenant keeping God, miracle worker Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, Lion of Judah Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, you never fail, you never change. You are covenant keeping God, Jesus Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are who you are yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change. You never change. You never fail. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself. You've proven yourself in my life. And I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You are here, changing every life. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. You are here. You are here, touching every life. Oh Lord, I worship you. Savior, I worship you. Way maker, Miracle Walker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, Miracle Walker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are here. You are here. Blessing every life. We worship you. Jesus, we worship you. You are here. Second captives free. You are here, setting captives free. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Waymaker, Miracle Walker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, and we know it. Waymaker, Miracle Walker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him. Adore him. Magnify him. Worship the King of glory. The King of kings and the Lord of lords. The Lord of hosts. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Worship the one who was and is to come, the God of the everlasting covenant. Worship him, praise him, bless his name. With your voice, worship him. Open your mouth and praise him. With your language, worship him. From the depth of your heart, worship him. Glorify your Creator. Magnify your Father, your Savior, your Redeemer, your Helper, your Restorer, your Healer, your Deliverer. Worship him. Glorify him. Worship him for who he is. For there is none like him. Above him there is none. Before him there is none. And there will be no one after him. Magnify him. He reigns for him. He rules for him. He controls everything. He controls everyone. He controls the governments of nations. He controls even his enemies. And they don't know that they are doing God's will, even as they do their wickedness. Glorify the Lord. He is the Almighty God. He is the Almighty God, self-sufficient God, all-sufficient God. That is who he is. He has everything he needs. He doesn't need anyone's help. Worship him. We praise you, Father, for you alone is the Lord. You alone is the Savior. Only you can. can make a promise and keep it. Only you make covenant and stand by the covenant. Only you speak and your words come to pass. Only you decree and they appear instantly. We bless you, Lord. We adore you, Father. We worship you. You are the only God who is not selfish. You are the only God who is busy, always busy, to help others, to save people, to deliver people. You don't even think about yourself. You're always thinking about what you can do to save, to deliver, to revive, to restore, to heal. Blessed be your holy name. It's a privilege to be called your children. It's a privilege, O Lord, to be called your own. It's a privilege to know you. It's a privilege to have you. It's a privilege to serve you. It's a privilege to give to you. Because whatever we have is not even ours in the first place. Since we didn't create ourselves, we bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. We're going to thank God with this prayer. You can say, thank you, Lord, for your determination to change my life. Say, thank you, Lord, for your determination to help me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Human beings make promises and they fail. Yeah, because they are not God. Only God will make promise and do it. Thank him because he has determined to help you. He has determined to change your life. Say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your determination to bless me, for your determination to save my soul, to heal my life, to set me free, to revive me, to deliver me. Thank you for your determination to save me, to change my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your words of promise that are already coming to pass right now. Thank you for your words of promise that is already happening in my life, happening to me right now. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your words of promise, for your words of prophecy that are already coming to pass in my life. Thank you, Jesus. for those things you told me you would do that are already happening. Those things you promised that you would do and they're already happening right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your words of promises, for your words of prophecies that are already happening right now. Thank you, faithful Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for watching over my life to make me who you say I am, to change me into who you say I am. Say, thank you, Lord, for watching over my life to transform me into who you want me to be. Open your mouth and thank him. Thank you, Lord, for watching over me, for watching over my heart, my soul, for watching over my decisions, my plans, my thoughts, so as to change me into the person you want me to be, into the person you say I am. Thank you for watching over me, to correct me, to guide me, to instruct me, to train me, to direct me, to enlighten me, to lead me, to teach me. Thank you for watching over me every day, every hour. Your eyes are upon me. Thank you, Lord, for watching over me to ensure that my life becomes what you want it to be. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your presence, as it is in heaven, be made manifest in my life, in my environment. Your presence, as it is in heaven, as it is on your throne, let it be made manifest in my life and environment. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, let your presence, your glory, as it is in heaven, be manifested right here in my life, right here in my environment. Your presence, as it is, let it appear in my life right now. Your presence, as it is, let it appear in my life right now. Your presence, O Lord, as it is in heaven, let it manifest in my life, in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, in my environment, in my home, in my family. Let your presence, as it is on your throne, be made manifest right here in my life. In the name of Jesus, your glory as it is in heaven, Lord, let it be revealed with power in my life right now, in my calling, in my career, in my destiny, in my ministry. Let your glory as it is on your throne in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Begin to manifest now in my life. In the name of Jesus, I want to have your tangible presence. Your tangible presence that can be felt, that can be seen, that can be touched. Your tangible presence. I want that presence in my life. Lord, reveal that presence in my life. Your glory presence. Your presence as it is in heaven. Let it appear in my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the words from your mouth begin to create signs and wonders in my life, in my situations. Say, Father, let the words from your mouth begin to create signs and wonders, mighty miracles in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Father, let the words from your mouth, let the words from your mouth begin to create signs and wonders, mighty miracles. Let the words from your mouth begin to create the answers to my prayers. Father, let the words from your mouth begin to create the manifestation of the answers to my prayers. Let the words from your mouth begin to create miracles in my life. Let the words from your mouth begin to create greatness in my life. Let the words from your mouth begin to create a new organs in my body that need replacement. The organs in my body that need replacement. Let the words from your mouth begin to create them now. In the name of Jesus, let the words from your mouth begin to create progress in my life, opportunities in my life, success in my life, prosperity in my life. Let the words from your mouth begin to create everything I need to move forward to the next higher level. Let the words from your mouth begin to create signs and wonders in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I believe you know that God is still speaking. Yeah, some people, they say that Bible is all that God has to say. That God is no longer speaking. But we know that is a lie. Because even the Bible tells us that God is still speaking. Yeah, because Jesus said even the Holy Ghost will teach us things, will show us things. He will lead and guide us. And so God is still speaking. And the words from the mouth of God is all that it takes for your life to be transformed. The words from the mouth of God is all that it takes for your life to rise into greatness. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to hear your living word. I want to hear your living word that is able to transform my life. Lord, speak your words to me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I want to hear your living words that is able to change my life. The words you have to say to me now. The words you have to say concerning me right now. Concerning the present state of my life. The words you have to say concerning the condition of my life, the condition of my soul, the condition of my heart, the condition of my spirit. Lord, I want to hear those words. Speak your words to me that is able to change my life. Speak your words to me that is able to change my life. Your living words. Your living words. Thank you, Lord. Speak your word to me. Speak to me, O Lord. Words of life. That is able to set me on the right path I must follow. Words of life. That is able to set me on fire for Jesus. Words of life that is able to produce everlasting revival in my soul. Speak those words to me. I want to hear those words in the name of Jesus. Words of life that is able to terminate my confusion. Words of life that is able to guide me. Speak those words to me, O Lord. Words of life that is able to give me courage, hope, confidence, boldness. Lord, speak those words to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, hook up my spirit with the heavenly frequency through which I will be able to hear the mind of God. through which I'll be able to discern the mind of God at all times. Say, Holy Spirit, connect my spirit, connect my mind with the heavenly frequency through which I'll be able to know the mind of God at all times. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, connect my spirit to the web of God's voice. Connect my spirit to the web of God's revelations. Connect my spirit to the web of God's wisdom. Connect my spirit to the web of God's mind so that I will be able to accurately discern what God is saying to me per time. So that I will accurately discern the voice of God for my present life, for my present situation. Holy Spirit, connect me with the heavenly channel, with the heavenly communication channels. Holy Spirit, connect me with the heavenly communication frequencies, so that I will be able to perceive the thoughts of God toward me, per time, in the name of Jesus, so that I will be able to discern the will of God for my life, per time, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, transform my spirit into a spirit of faith that is confident in the Word of God. Transform my spirit into a spirit of faith that has full confidence in the Word of God. That have full confidence in the promises of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. A lot of Christians, they hear the Word of God, but they are not confident. They are not able to stand on that Word without looking back, without looking right or left. So Holy Spirit, transform my spirit man into a spirit of faith. Transform my spirit man into a spirit of faith that is willing to die believing in the Word of God. Transform my spirit into a spirit of faith that is fully confident, fully persuaded in the Word of God. Transform my spirit into a spirit of faith that does not doubt the potency and efficacy of the Word of God. Transform my spirit into a spirit of faith that does not doubt the infallibility of the Word of God. transform my spirit into a spirit of faith that is able to trust in the Word of God forever. Holy Spirit, change my spirit man into a spirit of faith that is willing to run, believing in the Word of God, that is willing to take actions, trusting in the Word of God. Transform my spirit now. Transform my spirit now. In the name of Jesus. Transform my spirit now into a spirit of faith that is willing to die trusting in God's word. A spirit of faith that is not ashamed to trust in the word of God. A spirit of faith that is not ashamed to depend on the Word of God. A spirit of faith that is not ashamed to proclaim, to confess, to declare the Word of God. Transform my spirit into such a spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. If you're going to say, Father, let the authority in your word transform my life. Say, Father, let the authority in your word transform my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The authority in your word. The power in your word. The dominion in your word, the strength in your word, let it change my life. In the name of Jesus, the authority in your word, oh Lord, let it change my life. The strength in your word, oh Lord, let it change my life. In the name of Jesus, because your word is enough to change my life. Your word is powerful to change my life. Your word is powerful to recreate my life. Your word is powerful to heal me. Your word is powerful to revive me. Oh Lord, let the power in your word begin to produce great results in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the power in your word, let it produce great changes, great transformation, great revival in me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, help me to meditate on your word day and night. Say, Father, help me to meditate on your word day and night so that it can change my life, so that I can prosper, so that I can be revived. Help me to meditate in your word day and night. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Help me, Father, to meditate in your word, to meditate on your word day and night. Help me to meditate on your scriptures day and night until it begins to change me into the person I should be. Help me to meditate on your word day and night until it liberates me from every demonic stronghold. Help me to meditate on your word day and night until it produces great transformation in my soul. Help me, Father, to develop the attitude of meditating on your word. Help me to develop that attitude so that I can begin to get revelations from you as I meditate, so that I can begin to see my life transform, so that I can begin to see my life prosper, so that I can begin to see your healing happen to me, so that I can see your deliverance happen to me. Help me to meditate on your word. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, I said it earlier that God is still speaking even beyond the scriptures. Not against the scriptures, not contrary to the scriptures, but God is still revealing many things that the Bible did not talk about. Yeah, I mean many things about many things. God is still revealing those things. And those that will listen, he will speak to them. Those that will seek him, he will speak to them. So the question is, are you really listening for his voice? Are you really seeking for his revelations? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, plant a deep hunger in my heart for your voice, for your words, for your revelations, for your wisdom. Plant a deep hunger in my heart for the words that comes out of your mouth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, plant a deep hunger in my heart for the words that proceed out of your mouth. I want to hear the words that proceed out of your mouth all the time. I want to be full of your wisdom. There's no way you'll be wise if you are not hearing from God. Only those that hear from God all the time will be wise. Say, oh Lord, put in me a deep hunger for the words that comes out of your mouth. A deep hunger for the words that comes out of your mouth. Let me always desire for your voice. Put in me that strong desire for your voice, for your words. If you don't have the desire, it will not come to you. God is not a radio station. God is not just, he's not speaking and speaking. His voice will locate those that have hunger, not just anyone. If you don't desire his voice, it will not come to you. Say, oh Lord, plant in me strong hunger for the words that comes out of your mouth. Plant in me strong desire for your revelations, for your knowledge, for your understanding, for your wisdom. Plant in me strong hunger for your words. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The words from the mouth of God, they are like waters. And there is no end to the spring of those waters. There is no end. So if you want to hear from him every hour, he will speak to you. Yeah, because that spring is forever, is flowing forever. God has a lot to say about your situation. Yeah, God has a lot to say about what you're going through right now. He has a lot to say about you, yourself, about the condition of your spirit, the state of your heart, the state of your soul. He has a lot to say about your future, your destiny, your calling. God has a lot to say. If you really want to hear, yeah. But some Christians, they are more eager to hear from man than to hear from God. Yeah. In fact, it is wrong for you to seek to hear from men of God, to hear prophecies from men of God, than to hear from God. Yeah. Is an error to always desire prophecies from men of God and not to hear from God directly. Yeah. So your desire must be to hear from God. Then God will now choose how he will send his messages to you. God can now choose to use prophets to communicate is mind to you. But you must not desire to hear from the prophets. You must desire to hear from God, not from prophets, not from pastors, not from men of God. Always desire to hear from God. The reason why many people have been deceived through by false prophecies is because they were not desiring to hear from God. They were desiring to hear from the prophets. Or maybe I should say to hear God through the prophets. Whereas God wants you, God wants to speak to you directly, and He wants you to desire to hear from Him directly. Now, so most times the prophets, they will prophesy to you what you are thinking in your mind. The idols in your heart, that's what many prophets will prophesy to you. Yeah, except prophets that have really been trained by the Lord to be able to discern correctly what God is really saying. Most prophets, what they will tell you is the idols in your heart. They will speak according to those worldly things, selfish things you are craving for in your heart. That's what they will tell you. Yeah. And some of them are even prophets of God. I mean, they have the Spirit of God. But God will use them to deceive you because you have failed to seek Him. You are seeking them. You are seeking the prophets. You are not seeking God. So God will use those prophets to deceive you. He will not let them reveal His mind to you. So instead of them telling you His mind, they will be telling you your mind, what you are thinking. So what they will say is that, I see God giving you promotion. Because in your mind you are thinking about promotion. I see God giving you marriage. Because that's all you are thinking about. So that's what they will keep telling you. Whereas there is more in the heart of God. In fact, there is a lot God wants to show you that you are not, that you don't know, that you are not hearing. Because you are not seeking for His voice. Yeah. Some of you, you are still following what God revealed last year. What God revealed 5 years ago. Whereas God is saying something new right now. In fact, if you can hear what He's saying right now, you will forsake what He said some years back. Because those ones are no longer relevant. Because now He has new plans for your life. Yeah, so God updates His plans. Yeah, how will you know the most recent updates of God's plans for your life if you are not seeking to hear from Him? Do you think what He said some years back is still what He wants to do now? What if His plans have changed? You can read the Bible. God changes His plans depending on situations that surround His children. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me a heart that craves for the voice of God more than food, more than water, more than sleep. The Holy Spirit creates in me a heart that craves for the voice of God more than silver, more than gold, more than earthly riches, more than earthly treasures. Create in me such hearts. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It is in the Old Testament days that people go to prophets to hear from God. That is not how it is now. You must seek to hear from Him by yourself. Yeah, let Him be the one to decide if He would use His servant to speak to you or not. Let Him be the one to decide that, not you going to His servant asking for prophecies. So Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that craves for the voice of God. that craves for revelations from God more than anything in this life, more than anything in this world, more than food, more than money, more than sleep, more than rest. Create in me such heart right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, my sheep hears my voice. You must hear his voice. If indeed you are his sheep, you need to hear from him, not occasionally, not once in a while. You must hear from him every day. So, oh Lord, create in me such heart that do not rest until I have heard from you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It's so important that you have this spiritual growth, that you have this ability to hear from God. It's so important in these last days. Very important. Otherwise, you are going to miss it. You're going to fail a lot. And you're going to be deceived. Yeah, it's so important. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me spiritual abilities that will enable me to get messages from God without struggle. Say, Holy Spirit, create in me spiritual abilities that will enable me get messages from God without struggle, without interruption. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Transform my spirit man into a creature that is able to get messages from heaven, messages from the throne of God, without struggle, without interruption, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, create in me such abilities. Create in me great strength that will enable me get messages from God without struggle. In the name of Jesus, create in me strong fire that will enable me get revelations from God without struggle. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to stay fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every captivity of darkness in my life that has cut off all the channels through which I receive messages from God. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy captivities of darkness in my life that has destroyed, that has terminated the channels through which I get messages from God, or that have blocked the channels through which I get revelations from God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy captivities of darkness in my life. Oppression of darkness in my life that has shut down the channels through which I get revelations and messages from God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy every captivity of darkness that has blocked the channels, the portals through which I get revelations, instructions, directions from the Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every darkness that surrounds my life so that I can be deceived, so that I can be misled, so that I can remain in confusion. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let the hunger of God destroy every darkness that surrounds me to put me in deception, in confusion, to mislead me, to put me on a path that is different from God's path for my life. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Let the hunger of God destroy every cloud of darkness that has covered my life to put me in deception, to put me in confusion, to mislead me, to put me on a different path that does not lead to the fulfillment of thy destiny. Let the anger of God consume that darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Let the anger of God destroy such darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. Jesus said something. He said, those that believe on him, out of their bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. So God is speaking from within us. Yeah, so the presence of the Spirit of God in you is to enable God speak from inside of you. Yeah, just as God can speak from heaven, from his throne, he can also speak from inside of you. Yeah, he can speak from inside of you. In fact, he can speak through your own voice. That is through your own mouth. God can use your own mouth to speak to you. Yeah, he can use your own mouth to speak to you. Yeah, because out of your belly, out of your spirit, shall flow rivers of living waters. And those rivers, they are the words of God. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing that will cause the living waters of Jesus to rise from within me. Say, I receive the anointing. I receive the power that will cause the living waters of Jesus to rise from within me. Open your mouth and pray like that. I receive power. I receive grace. I receive fire. I receive anointing that will stir up the flow of the living waters of Jesus from within me. In the name of Jesus, the anointing that will cause the living waters of Jesus to flow from the inside of me, let that anointing come upon me right now. Begin to pray like that. Let it come upon me right now, right now, right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the anointing, the grace, the fire that will cause the living waters of Jesus to flow out of me. Let the anointing fall upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The spring of that living waterhouse is full of creative power. The spring of the living waters of Jesus that is inside of you right now, because you have the Holy Ghost in you, if you are a child of God. That spring is full of creative power. So, which means that as those living waters flow out of you, they are creating things. They are creating things. Yeah, because that is the same manner God created all things. That is the same manner God created the heavens and the earth. He spoke them into existence. Yeah, so if we Christians can really let the living waters of Jesus flow out of us, we are going to create a new world, even inside this world. We are going to create a glorious future for ourselves. We are going to create a glorious destiny, a glorious career for our lives. And so you must be able to speak out of the spring of the living waters of Jesus that is inside of you. Yeah, which speaking in tongues is part of it. Yeah, or is a type of it, but there is more to that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to speak by the flow of the living waters of Jesus in me. Say, I receive grace to speak according to the flow of the living waters of Jesus that is inside of me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. We must be able to speak from that flow, from the streams of living waters. We must be able to speak from that flow to see our life change. Say, I receive grace right now. I receive grace right now to be able to open my mouth and speak forth from the streams of living waters of Jesus in me. Say, I receive grace to be able to open my mouth and speak forth from the streams, from the spring of living waters of Jesus in my spirit. I receive that grace right now. I receive the grace right now. For I know this is how to change my life. This is how to create a new world in this evil world. I receive grace in the name of Jesus to be able to speak forth from the streams of living waters of Jesus. I receive grace to be able to speak forth those waters, to be able to speak forth the living waters. I receive grace in the name of Jesus that will enable my voice to articulate and speak the living waters of Jesus that is within me. I receive grace to do that right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I think I have told you on this platform before a testimony that a famous evangelist, though he is dead now, a testimony is shared. Yeah, I think I have said it here before. I shared that testimony here before. Yeah, some of you can know his name. His name is Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. Yeah, he shared a testimony of what happened during one of his crusades, because he used to do open air crusades to lead many people to Christ, to lead many souls to Christ. So he said, in one of those crusades, he was going to pray for people. He had already finished preaching and already have made utter calls for those that want to surrender their lives to Jesus, to come forth. He already did all of that. So now he was going to pray for sick people, pray for healing, for deliverances to happen. Yeah, so he said as he was there in the spirit, trying to pray, he said God spoke to him. Yeah, and God said that the words that will come out of your mouth right now as you're about to pray for these people, now God told him that those words shall be as powerful as the word that comes out of his own mouth. Yeah, that it will be as though it is him speaking. Yeah, I don't know if you understand what that means. He said the words that will come out of his mouth shall be as powerful as the words that comes out of God's mouth as he is seated on his throne. Yeah, so he said when God told him that, his confidence, you know, his confidence grew. His boldness grew. He became more bold and more confident to see miracles happen. And then he began to speak. So he would just say, in the name of Jesus, blind eyes open. And blind eyes would just open. Lame walk. So he was just speaking, because at that moment is no longer him. He's God coming out of his mouth, God coming out of his mouth to do those things. And a lot of wonderful, I don't use the word unbelievable, I mean strange miracles happened. Yeah, so the same thing can happen to you. Yeah, the same thing can happen to you. God can give so much power to the utterance that comes out of your mouth. And it will be as powerful as though God is the one speaking those words. It can happen to you if you are able to bring bring out the living waters of Jesus that is inside of you. Yeah, those words, because those living waters, they are also, they are like words or tongues. Yeah, if you can produce them out, you're going to see a lot of things change in your life. You're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray according to what God told that man. What God told him on the crusade ground. So you also, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, from this day onward, let the word that comes out of my mouth in prayer be as powerful as the words that comes out of your mouth. Say, Father, from today, let the words that comes out of my mouth in prayer be as powerful and authoritative as the words that comes out of your mouth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. It can happen to you. That man of God is just a man like you. It can happen to you. Say, Lord, from this day onward, let the word that comes out of me in prayer carry the same power as the word that comes out of your mouth as you're seated on your throne in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. That is when your life changed forever. If the words coming out of your mouth in prayer is as powerful as that which proceeds out of the mouth of God, that is the point your life changes. I tell you the truth. That is the point your entire life becomes transformed forever. That is the point your story change. That is the point you get healed. That is the point you get delivered. Say, oh Lord, from this day onward, let the words that comes out of my mouth in prayer be as powerful as the words that comes out of your mouth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You know, we have a lot of people that speak in tongues. at this time, I mean a lot of Christians that speak in tongues at this time. They speak in tongues a lot. And then I look at their lives and I don't understand what is going on in their lives. Yeah, what I don't understand is that their lives is not really showing the effect of the tongues they are speaking. Yeah, because if you really speak in tongues, I mean the real tongues, your life will change drastically. Yeah, the tongues, they carry creative power. Yeah, so I look at the lives of Christians that some of them, they can pray in tongues for 4 hours without stopping, 5 hours without stopping. I look at their lives and then I'm confused. Yeah, because if indeed they are speaking the tongues that I know has the ability to change people's lives, if they are really speaking in that type, that kind of tongue, for 5 hours every day, their lives cannot look like what it's looking like. I don't know if you are getting my point. So there's a lot of pollution in the body of Christ. Yeah. A lot of pollution. Yeah, and that is why we see many Christians suffer. Many Christians suffer defeat, oppression from demons, from Satan. Yeah. Because they have lost the victory that they should have, the victory that is inside of them, inside their spirits, because of the presence of the Holy Spirit in them. They have lost that victory. They still speak in tongues, but there is no victory. How can you speak in original tongues and not have victory? Is impossible. You can't be speaking in the real tongues that comes from the Holy Ghost and not have victories in your life. It's not possible. It's not possible. Yeah, so I don't know if some of you speak in tongues, but why not desire to speak the real one? Yeah, maybe something has gone wrong in your spirit. And your tongues have been polluted by darkness. And then your tongue doesn't carry the power it should carry. Or maybe you don't even speak from your spirit. Maybe you are speaking from your mind, from your head, some words you have memorized. Yeah. So all those pollution, they hinder the victory we should see as Christians. Yeah, because of the living waters that is in us. If those waters are really flowing, there are victories we should see as Christians every day. You are going to pray. Whether you have been speaking in tongues before or not, yeah, or you are trusting God to be able to also start praying and speaking and start speaking in tongues. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every pollution in my spirit. Every pollution of darkness in my spirit that is making making it difficult for me to see victories whenever I pray in the spirit. Every pollution in me that is making it difficult for me to get victorious whenever I pray in the spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Open your mouth and pray like that. If you have not been able to pray in the spirit, begin to say, Holy Ghost, empower me with fire to pray in the spirit without pollution. To pray in the spirit correctly without any error, without any contamination. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy any pollution of darkness in me that has weakened the power of my prayers in the Holy Ghost, the power of my prayers in tongues, the power of the prayers I pray in the Spirit, the power of the prayers I pray in tongues. Every pollution in me that has weakened that power, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every pollution that has weakened the victory that should follow my prayers in the spirit, my prayers in tongues. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such pollution. And then for those of you who want to be able to pray in tongues, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to pray in the spirit without pollution, to pray in pure tongues of the Holy Ghost, not polluted tongues of the Spirit. Empower me, Holy Ghost. Empower me, Holy Spirit, to pray in the Spirit without pollution, to pray in the Spirit without corruption, to pray pure tongues of the Spirit. Your tongues of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Then we'll round off the session. Our God is not raising babes. The agenda of God is not to raise Christians who are babies. That's not the plan of God. It's not the plan of God is not to raise immature Christians. No. His plan is to raise mature Christians. Yeah, to raise strong Christians, prevailing Christians, victorious Christians. That is the plan of God. But today, many Christians don't want to grow. Yeah, they just want to stay at the baby level. and saying, oh God, bless me. Oh God, do this. Oh God, I need this. Oh God, I need that. When God is saying, you can grow to the point where you begin to do the same thing that I do. Yeah. Not just sit down and say, God, do this. God, heal me. You are still praying for healing when you are supposed to be praying for people to get healed. You are still sitting down praying for healing, and then you get healing today. Next week, you are praying for another healing. Somewhere in your back is paining you this week. Next week, somewhere in the leg is paining you. Somewhere in the throat. So if you're always asking for healing, when you can grow to the point where you don't fall sick again, when you can have health, you are still in the level of healing. God, heal me. May God have mercy on us. Yeah, so that is the situation with many Christians. And the funny thing is, the pastors also, they are encouraging people to always come for healing. Yeah. Even the same people that have once been healed, they are still encouraging them to come out and share testimonies of another healing. Yeah. Why can't we have testimonies like, for the past 8 years, I have never fallen sick, and I have never been to the hospital. I've never taken any drug. Why can't we have testimonies like that? Why is it always the same person that got healed? Now we also come again and say, I got one attack in my chest, and then I prayed, God heal me. Praise the Lord. And then people will rejoice. I don't know if I'm getting my point. Yeah, when we, you know, when people should come out and be, you know, and say, I went to this hospital today, and I prayed for 10 people and they got healed. When we should be testifying that we are going places healing people. But we are having joy in testifying that we are getting healing all the time. I don't know if you're getting my point. So there is a problem in the pattern we are following in the body of Christ. So we are getting a lot of things wrong. We do many things that is not encouraging spiritual growth and maturity. We are doing things that is encouraging baby Christianity. Yeah. And I think some of you have been affected by that virus. The virus of baby Christianity. The virus of immature Christianity. Yeah. So you don't want to grow. You just want to stay at one point. Tonight, God will deliver you from that virus in the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I reject every spirit that is making me comfortable with spiritual immaturity. Every spirit that is making me comfortable with spiritual weakness. Every spirit making me comfortable with defeat. I reject that spirit. In the name of Jesus, I cast out that spirit from alive. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So I cast out every spirit that is making me feel satisfied with not growing spiritually. Every spirit that is making me feel comfortable with spiritual immaturity, I reject such spirit. In the name of Jesus, I cast out such spirit. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Yeah, you don't have to be a pastor. Casting out devils, healing sick people is not for pastors. It's for every believer. Working miracles is not only for pastors. It's for every believer. So who says you can't work miracles? You can work miracles. Begin to reject that spirit. Right now, every spirit that is making me lose interest in doing things that will make me stronger spiritually, in doing things that will make me advance in the knowledge of God, I cast out that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Three more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive strength to live and walk in the Spirit in every day of my life. I receive strength to live and walk in the Spirit. I receive strength to deny the flesh realm, to deny the realm of the flesh. To reject the realm of the flesh and walk in the Spirit. I receive strength to do that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Only by walking in the Spirit can you grow spiritually. No one will go and plant a seed in the midst of thorns, in the midst of weeds. No one will do that. People plant things in a good environment, in an environment full of nourishment, so that it can grow. So how can you be carnal and grow spiritually? It's not possible. How can you always be in the flesh and grow spiritually? It's not possible. See, I receive strength to live all my life in the Spirit. I receive strength to walk in the Spirit. Only in the environment of the Spirit can you have real spiritual growth. Only in the atmosphere of the Spirit can you grow in the knowledge of God. See, I receive strength right now to live and walk in the Spirit. I receive strength to reject reject the realm of the flesh, to deny the flesh, to die to the flesh, to die to the world system, to die to the lusts in the world, to the pride in the world. Say, I receive strength to live all my days in the Spirit, to walk continually in the Spirit, so that I can grow in my relationship with God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. As I said, that there is a realm of working miracles, And it's a realm of receiving miracles. Yeah, when you have grown, then you will work miracles. The same miracles you want God to do in your life. After you have prayed, then God will empower you to work that miracle out. Yeah, there's a prayer for miracles, and there's a prayer that work miracles. Those are the kind of prayers Elijah prayed. Yeah, I don't know if you're getting my point. There's a prayer that you pray and then you say, God, I need this miracle, do it. There's another prayer that you pray, and as you are praying, the miracles is happening because it is your prayer that is doing it. You know, more like you take a vehicle that have fault to the mechanic to fix it. Yeah, so then there's a kind of prayer that you pray, and everything you are, how do I say it? You are praying and it's happening because it is you that is doing it through God's power. All that God needs to do is to put that power in you, and then you work the miracle out. And then you work out the miracle. Yeah. Through His power. Yeah. So that is a high level of prayer. And you can do that. You can work miracles. So if you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, take me to the realm where I will, through prayers, work miracles in my life, in this earth, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, take me to the realm where I will, through prayers and fastings, work miracles in the head. Work miracles for your glory. Continue to pray like that. So, Lord, take me to that place in you. Take me to that place in you. Take me to that place in you, where I will be empowered to work miracles in the head, in the name of Jesus. I want to grow from the realm of praying for miracles to the realm where you use me to work out the miracles. To the realm where you use my prayers to work out the miracles. To the realm where you use my spirit to work out the miracles. To the realm where you use my words to work out the miracles. I want to grow to that realm. Oh Lord, take me there. In the name of Jesus. Take me there now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray for special grace for unusual speed. Special grace for unusual speed. In your calling, your ministry, your career, your destiny, unusual speed. You're going to say, Father, release upon me special grace, special unction. for unusual speed in my life, calling, and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Unusual speed to succeed faster than normal. Special grace for unusual speed to excel faster than normal, to prosper faster than normal, to rise into greatness faster than normal. Special grace to get breakthroughs faster than normal, things that would take people many years before they would get. Special grace to get them faster, faster. Oh Lord, release upon me right now. Release upon me special grace, special unction for unusual speed in my ministry, special unction for unusual speed in my calling, for fulfillment of my destiny, special unction for unusual speed, that I will get results that takes people years to get, that I will get it faster in weeks, in days. Successes that takes people years to get, that I will get in matter of hours and days. Lord, put on me that anointing right now. Thank you, Lord. Special grace, special anointing, special unction for unusual speed. Thank you, Lord. Unusual speed in every area of my life, that I will have very fast progress, that I will have very fast breakthroughs, very fast prosperity. Thank you, Lord. Very fast establishment in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your love and compassion toward us. Thank you for your presence and power in this place. Thank you for the greatness of you that we see in our lives and situations. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all that we have said to your ears in this prayer session. Thank you for helping us to pray according to your will. And thank you because everything we have said, you are going to do. In fact, you have already done. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you open the book of remembrance, your book of remembrance, concerning everyone here. Lord, open your book of remembrance. Remember all that you have promised to do for your people. Remember them and begin to release the manifestation of those things right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord begin to visit everything he has said concerning you, as he visited what he said concerning Sarah, and Sarah got the blessing, as he visited what he revealed concerning Joseph, and the life of Joseph was transformed. I pray for you that the Lord shall visit everything he has said and revealed concerning you to perform them with speed in the name of Jesus. Every wrong spirit that has combined themselves with the journey of your life to ensure that you get nothing from God, to ensure that you get no blessing, no favor, no help, I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that is in the heart of God for you shall come to you. And everything God have already released shall come to you in the name of Jesus. I come against every spirit that is using you to work against your own life. Every spirit using your own mind, your actions, your thoughts to go against your own life, I bind that spirit right now in Jesus' name. I pray that the Lord with his mighty hand lift up your life now from that level of failure and sufferings and oppression, defeat, stagnation to the level he has always wanted you to be. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I come against every sickness in your life. Health problems in your bodies. Diseases, infections, growths, swellings, tumors. I command them to come out right now. In the name of Jesus, I command everything that should not be in your body to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every part of your body that is not functioning well, I command them to function well now in the name of Jesus. The grace of God shall be sufficient for you, and you shall not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.